We are up to Simon Shin Lamet Dalet, and we are up to Siv Tes. And we've covered so far the underlying principle of Dinei Dleike B'Shabbos. Chachamim cancelled the Eruv, and they only allowed a Yid to take out Mosen Gimel Sudas, because they were concerned you're going to end up extinguishing the fire Cholila on Shabbos. Siv Tes teaches us the following. V'oyim al achirim, he's allowed to tell others, Boyu v'atzidu lochem. Since the Gzera was only established for the person whose house is on fire, so what about others? Are others allowed to take items out of the fire or not? The answer is that yes, they're also allowed to take. They're allowed to take things out. In fact, they're even more lenient. But certainly they're allowed to take Mosen Gimel Sudas out. There's no restriction here. They are not going to end up extinguishing the fire. There's no gzera, because it's not their house. So therefore, a person is allowed to say the following. V'oyim al achirim, a person is allowed to tell others, Boyu, come here. V'atzidu lachem, kol echad Mosen Gimel Sudas. A person is allowed to say, go and save for yourself food for three meals. V'choyim l'ilboish, and they're allowed to wear, kol mashiuch l'ilboish. And they're allowed to wear as much as they want. They can put themselves layers and layers of shirts, jumpers, cardigans, coats, whatever they want. They can run out with it into the Eruv, into the Chotzer. And they're allowed to take from Hefka. They're allowed to take, they can take whatever they want from it. It's considered taking from Hefka. Kivin Shama, since he said, and he stated, Hatzidu Lachem, since the owner said, save for yourself, so that implies that it's theirs, and they can just take whatever they want. And if they are not keen to acquire what's there, and if they want to, they don't want to acquire it, all they're trying to do is to try to help out the individual whose item's on fire. So he's allowed to just take things out. But there's a bit of in small writing, they're expecting something. They want to get paid after Shabbos. They're allowed to do so. Shabbos, not considered Tzchar Shabbos. What we're learning in this Seif over here is that a person is allowed to make a statement, an announcement, and a proclamation, and say, save yourself whatever you want. Save yourself. And that would imply, that's in order to encourage people to save items out. There's two options. Either they're going to save them, they're going to save the food and the items which are in the house. By doing that, they are saving more from the fire, which in itself is a great deal. Alternatively, if they're not, they may not particularly want another person's challant, another person's jacket, and another person's pair of shoes and socks. So they may want to take it out with the understanding that, okay, I'm doing it, but after Shabbos you're going to pay me a pretty penny for this. And that's fine. It's not considered Tzchar Shabbos, and that's permitted. Why is it not considered Tzchar Shabbos? Mishnah Berurah explains if Kotten Chov Dalet, V'lo Yav Tzchar Shabbos, the Mikor Elav, Adayta Tzchar Pulun Nachter, Me'efker Kozochu. It's considered, it's as if he was Mafkid, as if it's Hefker. So, they're allowed to take it, and save all this from the flames. And after Shabbos, okay, you want it back, take it back, but pay me something for it. It's not considered Tzchar Shabbos, it's not done specifically with employment. I haven't asked him to do it for payment. I mentioned that numerous times. Whatever we said, there is a hatzola, a person is allowed to save. This is talking about a chotzer hamureves. It's talking about a chotzer, which is the courtyard in the front, which had an eruv. And therefore, in principle, in normal case, if there's no fire, a person will be allowed to carry there. But it's not talking about into a courtyard which doesn't have an eruv. If there's no eruv, there's another problem over here. That you're not allowed to carry into a place which has no eruv. It's a bit like carrying from a private domain into it's not really a public domain, but it's similar. Chachamim established an issa there that you're not allowed to carry from a private domain to a chotzer shel mireves. However, the Rambam does say if yesh mekilin av shel mireves, there are metirim, and some say that The Gemara says that some are lenient and say that you're allowed to carry into Chatzah anywhere. So Mishabu doesn't like this, and we paskin like the first opinion. Although the Mishabu does bring two opinions, I'm not sure how he paskins. Perhaps there's room to be lenient. Okay, see if you dalef. Yesh oimim de kolatzola shamanu ilechotze v'movu esmuchim l'rishus rabim. Some say that any atzola that was performed is into chotze movu esmuchim l'rishus rabim. If it's a chotze and a movui, which is close to l'rishus rabim, v'gam enu mekorim, it's also not covered. There's no roof there, no ceiling. To dom l'rishus rabim, which resembles l'rishus rabim. U'mishmochi en matir in l'otzil. And therefore, we don't allow to do a saving, to save these... To save these items, Elo only Mosn Gimel Tzudas V'Kinim Asrichim. This is why we've allowed only the food for three meals and the bare minimum of requirements. Havel Bais Acher She'er V'Moy. But if we're not talking about that kind, we're talking about another house which is literally next door. Imagine a block of flats. She'er V'Moy Yochale Tzir Kol Mashir Tzedem. We say no. There it's far more lenient, and you're allowed to take. From one flat, in the same block of flats, you'll have to take anything you want into the other flat next door. Some say that, no, if it's in the same block of flats, you're allowed to go from one flat to the next. And if you've got another flat yourself within the block of flats, that's also permitted. But here again, there are more stringent opinions. Mishnah Berurah is matir. So again, according to Mishnah Berurah, you'd be allowed to go and save everything we've discussed until now is only if you're going into a semi public domain, like a chotz in a courtyard. But if you're talking about saving from a fire in a block of flat and there's other flats nearby within the same block, which it doesn't resemble at all you're going to a public domain, then it's far more lenient, and you're allowed to carry as much as you want, and whatever you wish, you're allowed to just carry across. See if you'd base. Goes into another topic. We've discussed so far all the foods they're allowed to take, Mosn Gimel Tzudas, and clothing, garments. Okay, what about other items? What about your Sforim? You're allowed to take Sforim out or not? Kol Kisve Kodesh, see if you'd base. All Sforim, which have got Kedusha, which have got Heiligkeit, which are holy, Matzilin, you're allowed to save ha'idna nowadays mipnei hadleiko because of the fire v'korin bohem, and you're allowed to use them and learn from them afilu ksuv b'choloshen, even if it's in a different language. So if you've got a sefer which is in a different language, but it is a sefer, it's Torah, and you're allowed to save it v'afilu ksuv b'sam v'sikra, even if it is written with sam or sikra, which is colors, which is not the real way of writing a sefer Torah, so it's not, it doesn't have a kedusha of a sefer Torah at all. By any standards, it's not samvasika. It is written with a samvasika, which is it's not the real way. It's not, it doesn't have the ink that the Torah is written with. Nevertheless, with any other ink or manner, it's been written. Nevertheless, you should save it. So never mind a sefer Torah. That goes without saying. But even something which is written in a different language and doesn't have the kedusha of a regular sefer Torah, nevertheless, you're allowed to save it. You should save it from a fire. V'chol matbea brochas, not only that, but even a printed brocha, which is printed, so it's a brocha, which is, imagine a bencher or anything like that, which is the wording of the chachamim, of chazal, matzili noisom, you're allowed to save it. Minad leiko, from a fire, mikol mokamatur, from any danger of getting completely spoiled and lost. Perish mokam megulu vehevka, in an open place, in a place which is hefka, you're allowed to save it from complete and total destruction. Vechen talkum shekosevivi, if it's a translation, going yigas hadusa, these are all translations. This is not proper Loshon HaKodesh. In any other language, perhaps English even, Latin, any language, Aramaic, which does have no Kedusha, you're allowed to save it from a fire. V'chein Sefer Torah she'esh lelaket pei oisius. The Sefer Torah obviously normally refers to all Sefer Torah from Bereshis Bore Elokim until the end of Kol Yisrael at the very end. What happens if a Sefer Torah is not complete? He only has pei hei, 85 letters. Even if it's got 85 letters, he will be considered sufficiently important that you should save it from a fire. So, again, the examples in this Shulchan Aruch, in this Seif in Shulchan Aruch is a bracha, a translation, a Sefer Torah which is 85 letters, or Shesh Pasko, which got the name of Hashem, Matzino is to be saved. That tells us a great deal about what is considered Kedusha. Now, obviously, this is not talking about printed material. This is talking about handwritten. Remember, Shulchan Aruch is long before the printing press was common. So, the question is, what will be the halacha if it's printed? And this is a great discussion amongst contemporary poskim. And this is in line, as the Mishnah Berurah points out in Seif Katan Lamed Aleph, with what is considered a Torn Gniza. This is parallel to what is Chayv Gniza. If it's Chayv Gniza, if it's something which would normally go into Shemus, you would have to be saving it from fire. And if it's something which wouldn't end up in Shemus, then it's something which you wouldn't save from fire. Siv Katan Lamed Mishnah Berurah tells us, Kol Kisvei Kodesh, Hainu, Tanach, Gemara, Kol Sfarim, Tanach and Gemara and all the Sfarim, they will all be considered enough kedusha for it to be saved. For Torah shebichtav kudemes latzel Torah shebalpeh. First you go for Torah shebichtav, Tanach, Torah nevim ksuvim, and then after you go for Shas, Torah shebalpeh. Afilu Torah shebalpeh mushalim muskorim loy. Even if it's not his own, it belongs to somebody else. For loyatzel Torah shebalpeh, it's tzach lashalim mevalem. Afilu ach Torah shebichtav kudem. Even if it's not your own, you're going to go for Torah shebichtav first. The Mishnah Berurah points out, Katzolas Hameis Kodem Lasfom, if there is a Cholil Hameis there, you obviously have to save it before anything else. What happens if a person has got his own Chidushe Torah? Handwritten notes, Chidushim, Shurim that he wrote down over the years, notes. So, the Aloch is that yes, a person should and can save it. More than that, it's considered close to Pikuach Nefesh. And let me share with you a story. I know there's a Godel who was nifted just over 110 years ago. His name was Reb Shmuel, the Chidush Shema Shag, and his name was Reb Shmuel Graz. He was a little bit related to one of my great grandparents. And he lived in a place called Unstorf in Czechoslovakia, where he was residing. He was not the Rav, he was just a very Choshev Balbos. He had written a lot of Chidushim, as well as he had handwritten Chidushim from, he was a Talmud of Baruch Tam, and he had written all his Shurim in his youth, which is going back in the 1850s, 1860s, he had written down all the Chidushim, was many years in the Yeshiva, and he had written tons of handwritten notes of his own Chidushim, as well as Shurim from his Rebbe. And when he was more advanced in age, there was a terrible fire which broke out in Unstorf, and many houses got burned and destroyed. And part of that was also his own chidushim, and all those notes and papers got burned. He got so emotionally affected from this, destroyed from this, and affecting so much that he was nifter shortly after. He just couldn't bear the thought that everything that he has worked in his whole life, so many pages of Chidush Torah, which he probably either consciously or subconsciously hoped to publish one day, it was so meaningful to him, even if he didn't plan to publish it, but it was just so meaningful to him that he couldn't bear the thought that everything had been destroyed in the flames, and he was nifter shortly after. It is, therefore, no coincidence that so in numerous poskim that said that if a person has anything which is of particular value, that is his own chidushim, his own chidush Torah that a person had written and is of incredible importance to, things that you've developed yourself and you've worked on yourself, is close to pikuach nefesh as Reb Shlomo Zalman, and therefore a person would be allowed to be matzel that as well. I was wondering, nowadays, if a person's got digital, it's got a digital documents which are of incredible importance to him, What would be the halacha then? He's got an external drive, or perhaps he's got a computer and he's got everything in there, USB sticks, you name it. Would he be allowed to carry them out, or is it only Sifrei Kodesh, which are Chayv Niza? I'm not sure, to be honest. I'm not sure. This could be a strong argument to allow it because of that svara, but I'm leaving it with a little bit of a tzarchin. Another tzarchin which I have, and I wonder if anybody's got some thoughts on that, what would be the halacha if a person's got items which are of particular emotional value to a person, say loads of pictures, say items which he inherited from his great-grandfather, letters that he wrote when he was a youngster to his, to his mother, to his grandfather, and of our sentimental value. And he really means a lot, really, really means a lot to that individual. Would you also say that this is close to Pekuach Nefesh and emotionally could destroy him, and therefore he's allowed to carry it out into the Chotzer if there's a fire? I'm not sure. I'm leaving it as a tzorich in. I really don't know. The Shulchan Aruch said that a person is allowed to carry brachas, translations, Sefer Torah, which is 85 letters, or Hashem's name. I understand Hashem's name because that's his Kedusha. What's this halach of 85 letters? Why is the Sefer Torah with 85 letters called Kedusha? Mishnah Berurah says because this is the smallest. Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Lamed Vav. It's called the Kedusha of Sefer Torah. Once it's got 85 letters, Mishum Shekinim Tzav Parsha Ve'Bin Tzav. The shortest Parsha which exists is Parsha Ve'Bin Tzav, which got 85 letters. Therefore, whenever it's 85 letters, it's considered some Kedusha. See, if Yud Gimel tells us the following: Yesh Misha Oimed the Megillas Esther. Some say that Megillas Esther. Since there is no Hashem's name, imenu ksuva kimishpata ashuris ala oiru v'dyoy embo kedusha latzim nadlik. Some say the Megillas Esther, since it doesn't have Hashem's name, so therefore, if it is written in a halachically meaningful way and correct way, which means that it's got, it was written on a cloth and it's kosher, and then obviously it's got it's part of Tanakh and a person is allowed to carry that. But what happens if there is no, it's not written on a cloth, and it's actually just used not to read, you can't actually physically, it's not kosher to read from it, what's the halacha then? So here says, Yesh Mishayim, some say, to Megillas Esther Hoyl, Vein Basko, since it doesn't have Hashem's name, Himeno Ksuva Kemishpoto, it's not written in the correct manner, Hashuris, in stam letters, Ala Oir Vuvidyoy, on cloth and with ink, it doesn't have sufficient kedusha to save it from a fire. Sifi dalet, a kmein which is an amulet, sheish ben pesukim which contain pesukim, ein matzin lo yisam, you're not to save it from a fire. Fish emsh matzin, in some say you're not to save it. Mishnah Berurah points out that we're talking about ein matzinim meir becholish ein besakone. It's talking about the chole which is not in danger. Uvecholish eish besakone. But if we're talking about somebody who's in danger, matzil a kmein shelo, you're not to save him. You're allowed to save this kameya, this amulet, for your tzio of the echmal bush, and you just take it at the echmal bush. Save tezvav matzini tikka sefer masefer. The tikka sefer, which is the bag with the sefer, you're allowed to take with. For tikka tefillinim atfillin, you're allowed to take the bag of the tefillin with the tefillin. So you don't have to take the tefillin out of the tefillin bag. You can just take it with the tefillin. Even if there's coins inside it, so imagine if you've got a stock of money in a talis bag, in a tefillin bag, you don't have to shake it out. You're allowed to take the tefillin, you're allowed to take its tefillin bag, and you're allowed to take the coins which is in the tefillin bag. You don't have to shake it out. For din l'shar kisvei kodesh, and the same will apply to any or other kisvei kodesh as well. We move on to sif tezayin. Im niach tefillin ba'anaki, if the tefillin are in a kiss in a bag, Mole Moisin is full of coins in there. Yochala Tzilim Nadlik, you'll have to save that as well. Or if you're a word of thieves and robbers, you'll have to take it out as well. Lemokim Shochala Tzilim Nadfili in a place which is safe. V'yesh Mishoim, and some say that Nadafkik Shenichom Shom Erev Shabbos, and some that's only he was placed there before Shabbos.
Sif Yitzayin. Yesh matrim le'atzil diskia. Some say you're not to save a disk, which is a box, mele or mois, full of coins. Ale de kiko etinoik. You're not to, if there is a box full of coins, you're not to move it through a kicker or etinoik, or through a kicker, which is a loaf of bread, or etinoik, or a baby. Minat leiko, or minaganovim, vagazlonim. So you want to, you can't physically, directly take this box of coins, but you're not to take it together with a loaf or a baby. And save it that way through the dleka, or to save it like this from potential thieves. For dafkel rishus yochet, but this would be only into rishus yochet of lechotz shen mereves, but not into chotz shen mereves. Matzina asforim afidu lechotz shen mereves. And a safer you can add to save even to chotz shen mereves, or lemovoi even to a movoi. Perish mokim shenichnosim min lechatzesh shenishtat v'boy and mavui which doesn't have shittim v'voz who without shibo sholosh mechitz v'lech as long as sholosh mechitz v'lech this will be discussed in far greater detail in Yetzah Hashem when we get to see to simon to chelik dalet. Sif Yudches teaches us that kosev v'shem gon. To ask a goy to save a sforim from a fire. To ask a goy is far more lenient. And if got a sforim in a place which is on flame, you're allowed to ask a goy to take it out, even for Rishus Rabim. Why? Because for a goy, you're allowed to do it. And finally, Seif Yud Tes. Kol ma shemutel hatzim b'nei adleka, everything that is permitted to save from a fire, mutel hatzim b'mayim, you're allowed to save from water, u'mishah advorim b'mabdi, anything else which is going to destroy it. So say a person's got a flood, a pipes that burst in the house, or chalila, or any other very substantial damage that caused the house's contents to get completely destroyed. The same halacha will apply as well. You're allowed to move them and carry them out, as discussed until now. So the fire doesn't have to be fire in a very literal sense. It refers to the concept of destructive events taking place in the house. So anything that we have permitted until now will also be permitted in those scenarios as well. I just want to finish Sif Chof. Hagilyonim shelemala v'shelemata sheben parsha leparsha. When we're talking about a sforim which a person is allowed to save, what's the halach if there is gilyonis, if there is cut parts from a sefer, and there's no writing on it, so the borders, the edges. So hagilyonim, these parts which are on top and in the bottom, shelemala shelemato, shebe parsha le parsha, or between parshas, shebe daf le daf, or between pages, shebe tchilas sefer, shebe sefer, the beginning or the end of the sefer, and matzino yisam, you don't save it. This is important to know if it's chayv shemus or not. So if a person has got a sefer and there is parts of it on the side, on the edges, on top, bottom, there was no writing on it, this is not Chayv Knizet, it doesn't have Kedusha, and a person, just like a person allowed to save it from the fire and from destruction, a person also doesn't have to put it on Gniza and Sheamus either, because it doesn't contain Kedusha. And we will resume it in Shia as normal, following from Seif Chof Aleph in Simon Shin Lamed Dalet, Beseda.